You're listening to SBS News.
Kristen Fillery is determined to start a family, but she's experienced some setbacks. The 31-year-old had two miscarriages this year. Her second was just last month. Although her workplaces were supportive both times, she was back at her desk the next day.
I didn't have personal leave to take. Didn't want to take annual leave for it because it was a different situation, and I thought it would be a good distraction being back at work, which it was. But it's still really hard to get up that day, and you've just had a loss and you're still grieving, and but you've still got to go to work and not pretend like nothing happened, but you've got to put on a brave face.
In Australia, one in four pregnancies ends in miscarriage, and most happen in the first 12 weeks. Under the Fair Work Act, women are entitled to special maternity leave if they miscarry after 12 weeks, but it's unpaid. Early pregnancy loss advocacy group, the Pink Elephants Support Network, is trying to change that. CEO Samantha Payne wants the Fair Work Act amended to provide 2 days paid bereavement leave for all parents experiencing a miscarriage.
So we believe that a woman and her partner who lose a child to early pregnancy loss are grieving the loss of their baby, and therefore that means that they need bereavement leave, not sick leave.
Ms. Payne co-founded the charity after discovering a lack of support during her own miscarriages.
Because when I had my losses, I wasn't sick, I didn't have the flu. I'd lost my baby and I was grieving the loss of a baby. I deserved bereavement leave.
The Pink Elephants Support Network has spoken about its proposal with Attorney General Christian Porter. In a statement to SBS, the Attorney General says the government acknowledges the grief and emotional trauma experienced by parents in miscarriage situations. As you would expect, submissions from stakeholders on changes to the industrial relations system have covered a range of issues and circumstances and are being considered in detail before a formal response is provided. New South Wales Green Senator Dr. Maureen Faruqi is encouraging the federal government to carefully consider the proposals.
So there is already a sense of taboo around talking about miscarriages, and many women suffer in silence. So there is definitely merit in talking about legislated right to miscarriage leave, and I hope that the government really does consider this seriously.
New Zealand's parliament is considering a similar proposal of 3 days paid leave for miscarriages, which will be debated next year. Principal lawyer at Maurice Blackburn, Jennifer Cannis, says changing the law involves consultation and agreement from parliamentarians that the change is necessary.
It can be done by an amendment to the Act by Parliament. The process is not a difficult one. It's more about political will to make that change.
Sydney University academic Melanie Keep realised something was wrong early on in her pregnancy in January. Scans confirmed what she'd suspected from sporadic bleeding, known as spotting, and she called her husband to let him know she'd miscarried. The pair took personal and sick leave to attend medical appointments and to grieve. The couple told SBS a special category of bereavement leave could help to remove stigma around early pregnancy loss.
Or it opens the door to them talking to other people. Oh, did you know that there's this leave? I didn't realise it was a thing. Oh, let's look up, see how common it is. It just enables us to have a conversation, and that in turn helps couples feel far less lonely.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.